This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for new signs of the deadly coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41, with nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across 29 provinces and cities. 15 medical workers are among those who have been infected. One Chinese doctor has died. Two cases of the infection have been identified here in the U.S., AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
With officials in China now saying the number of people infected with a new virus has jumped, officials in the U.S. are urging calm. A second case has been reported in the U.S., a Chicago woman in her 60s who was hospitalized in isolation after returning from China. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
I don't think we should jump ahead and project what's going to happen. We just got to take it one step at a time.
Meanwhile, Australia announced its first case Saturday. Three cases in France are the first reported in Europe. The new virus comes from a large family of what are known as coronaviruses. I'm Mike Gracia.
In the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it's believed the new virus originated, authorities have tightened emergency rules to deal with the crisis. With air and rail service in and out of Wuhan already shut down, today most vehicles, including private cars, have been ordered out of the downtown area. State media say that only authorized vehicles carrying supplies and other necessities would be allowed access to the city center. All of this means cancellations for a large variety of China's planned Lunar New Year celebrations, affecting millions of people. In Turkey, emergency officials today said the death toll from yesterday's earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. Rescue workers continue searching for dozens of victims believed to be buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in below-freezing temperatures. Mosques, schools, sports halls, and student dormitories were open for hundreds who fled their homes after the quake. Some people are living in tents. More news online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Next hour, President Donald Trump's lawyers begin their opening arguments in his U.S. Senate impeachment trial. Last night, Democrats wound up their 3 days of arguments, hammering home the idea that if Mr. Trump is not removed from office, he'll feel free to abuse his power. That as chief executive, he'll be convinced he can basically do whatever he wants without penalty. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he expects the defense team to use old talking points to insist that the president never engaged in a quid pro quo with Ukraine or that he held back U.S. military aid as leverage in an effort to get political dirt on a potential election rival, former Vice President Joe Biden.
The president said there was no quid pro quo. The president said there was no quid pro quo. I guess that's the end of the story. This is a well-known principle of criminal law that if the defendant says he didn't do it, he couldn't have done it.
We have a further report from AP's Jackie Quinn.
In closing remarks,
vote against the president and your head will be on a pike.
House impeachment manager Adam Schiff says he doesn't know if it's true that a Trump insider gave that warning, but he used it to allege that Trump was acting like a king. There was an angry response on the Senate floor, lawmakers shaking their heads no, and Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford saying the comment was insulting.
All these Republicans live in fear of the president that their head will be on a pike. Not true.
But Democrat Sherrod Brown of Ohio says colleagues have confided in him they're afraid of retribution if they cross President Trump.
This president might come into their states and campaign against them. We'll call them names. There's a palpable fear.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Pentagon has revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured after Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases earlier this month. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
I heard that they had headaches.
That was President Trump earlier this week. Shortly after the January 8th strike, he said he'd been told there were no U.S. troops injured. But the Pentagon now says 34 service members have been diagnosed with concussions, and 17 remain under medical observation or treatment.
A lot of these symptoms, they are late developing. They manifest over a period of time.
Spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explained.
The symptoms can get better, they can get worse. So we may see those numbers change a little bit. This is a snapshot in time.
Asked Wednesday whether he considered traumatic brain injuries serious, President Trump said,
no, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Libyan militia leader General Khalifa Haftar of violating a ceasefire agreement. But despite deploying Turkish forces to back the Libyan government of national accord, observers suggest Erdogan seems to be increasingly looking to diplomacy rather than force. Gene Randall, VOA News.